Hey everybody, welcome. This is Joshua Wayne and I'm here with Jackie Wicks. This is call number 6 in our emotional eating series. So in this call, we actually want to talk about hunger. One of the things that we find is that very often people aren't actually aware when they're physically hungry. You know, we live in a culture where there's food around all the time. It can be food in the office kitchen, it can be food at home, all the different drive-through options on the way home at the supermarket with these super-sized bags of chips and cookies. And if you have kids and you have food around for the kids, there's always something to reach for. There's never something more than an arm's length away that you can go and start snacking on. And what happens so often is that people, just because the food is there, they start eating rather than actually checking in with themselves and saying, you know, am I hungry right now? I was actually talking to somebody the other day, a friend who I've been giving some feedback to on some of the changes he's trying to make. And I asked him, how do you know when you're hungry? And he actually stopped because he didn't really have an answer for that because he thought, he said, you know, I really can't even tell you when I know that I'm hungry. I just eat because it's time to eat or because, you know, there's food around. And he was saying that, you know, it's when he gets up in the morning, it's just he eats a bagel and cream cheese because it's you're supposed to eat before you leave the house. And at lunchtime, he eats because it's lunchtime and he gets home and it's dinner time and his wife has food out and so he eats dinner. But he never actually stops and has like a gauge of when he's actually physically hungry. So one of the things we want to talk to you about is starting to become really aware when you actually have physical hunger. And it can be just as simple as stopping before you eat something and just checking in with yourself. Am I hungry? On a scale of 1 to 10, if 1 is I'm not hungry at all and 10 is I'm totally full, where am I right now? And just get in the habit of starting to find your hunger in a sense. In some ways, that's kind of what we're really talking about is creating like a hunger detector. You know, if you think about being on the beach with a metal detector, you're walking over the surface of the sand, you're scanning the metal detector over, looking for those little beeps, looking for that little indication that there's a piece of jewelry there, a little piece of gold or a coin or whatever it is that you're looking for. And that's your indicator that there's something there. And in a similar way, you almost have to create a hunger detector for yourself where you start to really look for it. You're scanning in the middle of the day, am I actually hungry right now? Or am I just reaching for food because there's food there and because it would be easy to eat right now? And when we talk about physical hunger, it's so easy, especially with emotional eating, to get confused between real physical hunger and emotionally driven hunger. And so we're just going to take a couple moments here to outline some of the basic differences. One of the things that you find with real physical hunger is that it comes on gradually. It usually builds over time. In emotionally driven hunger, usually there's something that happens. There's a trigger like we talked about earlier in the program, and all of a sudden you're famished and you have to eat now. It's like almost like you can't wait. You know, with real physical hunger, usually you can wait. If you have to wait 20 minutes or 30 minutes before you actually get to dinner or food, it's not a big deal. But when it's emotional hunger, it's like, I've got to have that cheeseburger now. I've got to have that chocolate, that hot fudge sundae right now. And that's another thing, is that with emotionally driven hunger, usually it's focused on a specific thing. It's like, I need chocolate chip cookies. I need warm Toll House chocolate chip cookies. If it's just physical hunger, you know, I could have a sandwich, I could have a salad. Certainly some things may be better, and I may prefer one thing over the other, but there's a million and one options that I could choose that are going to satisfy my hunger. Now, the other thing is with physical hunger, usually you eat just till you're satisfied. I mean, if you think about when you're actually hungry, if it's not emotionally driven, you eat, and then you feel satisfied, and you stop. But with emotionally driven hunger, you usually just go and go and go till you're uncomfortably full. And then typically with emotionally driven hunger, you also feel guilty afterwards because you've told yourself, you know, you don't know how many times that you're not going to do this anymore. The last thing just to be aware of with physical hunger versus emotionally driven hunger is that physical hunger can happen any time of the day. But what often happens with emotionally driven hunger is that it might happen at certain times of the day. There may be a pattern, like when you're getting in the car, driving home from work, you start really craving a Wendy's Frosty or French fries. Or when you get home and you get the kids in bed, you start really craving that frozen pizza that's in the freezer and you pull it out and defrost it. So those are some of the key distinctions between real physical hunger and emotionally driven hunger. So the simple takeaway from this call is to start to really look at if you're physically hungry before you eat. If you're sitting in a restaurant, or if it's dinner time and you're with the family, or if it's you walk into the office kitchen and there's coffee cake sitting on the table, to pull out your hunger detector and, like, instead of scanning it over a sand like you would with a metal detector, you're going to scan it over your stomach. You're going to scan it over your tummy. And just check in with yourself. Am I actually physically hungry right now on a scale of 1 to 10? So that's a simple takeaway for today. Thank you very much for joining us here on Call 6, and we'll be talking to you very soon. Have a great one.